Last year's Greater Sudbury City Council decision to limit a 179-unit residential development to 3 stories in height has been undone by an Ontario Land Tribunal order. With the tribunal's decision, the full breadth of the developer's plan has been greenlit. This includes 3 5-story buildings approximately 19 meters in height each, 120 units total, 4 2-story ground-oriented multiple-unit dwellings with 26 units total, 8 2-story road dwellings with 31 units total, and 1 semi-detached dwelling with 2 units. The development is slated to take place off of Estelle Street in Sudbury's Minnow Lake neighborhood, at the site of the former St. Remy School. A city spokesperson confirmed that the tribunal's order is effective the date it was issued, which in this case was October 26. Indeed, the city's zoning bylaw has already been amended online to reflect the change. "I knew it was going to get challenged," Ward 11 Cown. Bill LeDuc told Sudbury.com, adding there's not much else to say about it now that the tribunal has rendered its decision. "We try to find a happy medium, and sometimes you just can't find that," he added. LeDuc serves the affected Minnow Lake community. The development was widely opposed by area residents, who expressed concerns the rental units would turn the neighborhood into a slum. The tall buildings would affect area residents' sense of privacy and there would be traffic issues. On October 3, 2022, the planning committee of the previous incarnation of City Council voted to limit the development to a height of 11 meters, 3 stories, and require 1.25 parking spaces per unit. This amended motion altered city staff's recommendation, which was to only limit the height of buildings to 11 meters within 50 meters of the lot line, while a height of 19 meters, 5 stories, would have been allowed for the balance of the property. The city had also recommended requiring 1.1 parking spaces per unit. The developer, represented by Tulloch Engineering Planning Manager Kevin Jarris, was okay with much of city staff's recommended motion, but requested a 35-meter lot line setback for the full 19-meter building height instead of the 50 meters proposed by the city. In the plan Jarris presented to the committee last year, one of the 3 5-story buildings was less than 40 meters from single-family detached dwellings. The other 2 buildings were closer to the center of the property, away from existing residences. In the decision submitted by the Ontario Land Tribunal October 26, the developers' requests were all granted and then some, with their initial 35-meter lot line setback request for the full 19-meter building height bumped down to 30 meters. As such, the 179-unit development as presented to the Planning Committee of City Council last year has been cleared to proceed following city bylaws. In their findings, the tribunal found the developer's application, as consistent with the provincial policy statement, conforms with the growth plan and the city's official plan, and constitutes good land use planning. Although the previous City Council voted to lower the height of the affected residential buildings by 2 stories, going against the direction of city administration, recent meetings headed by the current incarnation of City Council sworn in on November 17, 2022, have taken things in the opposite direction. Last month, city staff recommended lowering a proposed 7-story residential addition in Minnow Lake to 5 stories, but City Council members amended the motion to bump it back up to the 7 stories the developer requested. Earlier in October, City Council oaked a 6-story retirement complex on Algonquin Road in the city's south end. City staff had recommended limiting the building's height to 4 stories. In all of these cases, including the Minnow Lake development, the Ontario Land Tribunal ruled on October 26, the buildings were widely opposed by area residents, in part because of their height. The October 3, 2022, Planning Committee votes called to question by the developer and effectively undone by the Ontario Land Tribunal were as follows. To increase the parking standard to 1.25 per unit from the previously proposed 1.1. Yes, Ward 6 Cown. René LaPierre, Ward 11 Cown. Bill LeDuc, Ward 12 Cown. Jocelyne Landry Altman. No, then. Ward 4 Cown. Jeff McCausland, then. Ward 5 Cown. Robert Kerwan. to limit all buildings' height to 11 meters, rather than just those within 50 meters of the lot line. Yes, Ward 11 Caun. Bill LeDuc, Ward 12 Caun. Jocelyn Landry Altman, then. Ward 5 Caun. Robert Kirwan. No, then. Ward 4 Caun. Jeff McCausland, Ward 6 Caun. René LaPierre. On the final motion, as amended. Yes, then. Ward 4 Caun. Jeff McCausland, Ward 6 Caun. René LaPierre, Ward 12 Caun. Jocelyn Landry Altman. Number, Ward 11 Caun. Bill LeDuc, then. Ward 5 Caun. Robert Kirwan. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.